Welcome. We are going to travel in time, back to the Middle Ages. We will walk along the old medieval wall of the town. Are you ready? The itinerary starts in the square of Hernán Cortés and ends at Antonio Maura Street. The town was originally built in the 13th century and extended three times after its construction, once in the 13th century and twice during the 14th century. These extensions were conditioned by the cliffs, which served as valleys or moats. The wall was subject to several reforms and a number of restorations. Its construction continued for five centuries, from the 13th to the 18th. In the panel, you can see a map of the wall and its extensions. During this visit, you will have the opportunity to learn about two wall construction techniques: rammed earth walls, which are made of rammed earth and mortar with cyclopean concrete foundations, and masonry walls, made of stone, sand and lime mortars. In addition to the wall, we will also talk about other buildings that coexisted with the wall, even though they weren't built at the same time. How was that medieval castillo? In its origins back in the 13th century, it occupied a high area between the ravine of Vallas to the south and the ravine of Laigua to the north. Its extension probably absorbed the former location of a small population nucleus, the Andalusian Alquería of Benarrabe. In Al-Andalus, Alquería made reference to small rural communities that were located near cities. At the end of the 13th century, the wall was already too small and had to be extended. It was extended to the north, to the ravine of Cañaret, probably incorporating another Alquería within town walls. Almost a century later, the walls were expanded again to the west, to what would later become the Pla de la Fira, and to the north, to the Tol Ravine. If you look at the map of the medieval town, you will see two different zones, according to the orientation or the position of the plots. The boundary between both zones is marked by Main Street, which is also the centre of the town. In the eastern part of the town, the one that faces the sea, the houses have their access on the north or the south, and the plots have a stretched shape following this orientation. It is the oldest part of the town. On the contrary, to the west of the main street, houses have a different position and are accessed through the east or the west. This change in orientation might be related to the occupation of an Andalusian Alquería. In this case, the Benarrabe Alquería. You can see this pattern in the extension of the walls to the north, in which the main street is still the limit for the two types of areas: convents, large public buildings, and the creation of large squares in the eastern area have modified a large part of this singular urban plot. Please continue now to the model of the town to learn about the Tower of Migdia. This will be marked by a numbered plate on the ground.